Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
And feel free to share this podcast freely out there. We'd like to get our numbers up.
So today we're going to discuss guesting gracefully, meaning we're going to give you some tips about how to be a gracious, welcome house guest. If you're staying at someone's home, the worst thing that can happen is that they ask you to leave or don't ever ask you to come back.
And if they do, take the hint. Don't come back. I'm actually a little bit upset that we have to share some of these things. These are things that Kathy and I grew up just kind of knowing and being taught by our parents and being browbeat if we didn't do them. But in today's world, through our own personal experiences and living vicariously through our children, have noticed that some of this stuff needs to be said.
Being a gracious house guest is a valuable skill. You don't really want to not be welcome back to someone's home. It just shows your respect for them if you are a gracious and respectful guest. So if you're going to visit someone, you obviously want to spend time with them and you want to be respectful.
And being a gracious guest starts even before you are a guest in someone's house. The first thing you're going to want to do when you think you might be a guest is make sure that you're communicating clearly with the host. So make sure that your host is aware of your arrival and your departure times and do what you can to stick to those.
Right. Let your host know if you have any dietary restrictions or allergies, or you've decided you're now a vegan or you're on a carnivore diet. They can't be expected to read your mind, and most hosts will try to make accommodations for you.
But keep in mind, unless you're going to stay at a diner, wherever it is not a diner, and don't expect it to be. That's not a fair expectation to put on any host. Make sure you ask about any specific house rules or preferences. Try to blend in with them as seamlessly as you can.
Right. We recently got new carpet, and we've never been a no shoes in the house kind of family. And now we are, because over my dead body will these kids come and visit us and ruin our new carpet.
When you can, bring some sort of thoughtful gift with you, something to show your appreciation. It doesn't have to be anything expensive. Small plant, a box of chocolates, maybe a bottle of wine if it's appropriate. Just something to show that the host is being appreciated for putting themselves out to shelter and feed and support.
Right. And remember, if someone's going out of their way to make a space for you to stay in their home, to cook meals for you, to make sure you have everything you need, it's not a big ask to bring something to show that you appreciate all they've done.
Consider where you're going and make sure it's appropriate for the guest. For example, you don't want to bring a bottle of wine to a house where it's people that don't drink, or
flowers to someone who has really bad pollen allergies,
or fish to somebody who's allergic to seafood. Let's talk about during your stay.
Let's be respectful of their space. If you go to someone's home, whether it's couch surfing, guest room, pulling up some carpet, you need to be respectful of their space. You need to keep it tidy. You need to keep your things put away. If you have medications you're on, those things have to be secure, because if your host has children, they can get into your things. So just remember to keep your stuff neat and organized, and keep the space that you're sleeping in relatively tidy. That's how you found it. That's how you should leave it.
Ask before using anything that isn't explicitly offered. Be really careful if you're going to start using your host's electronics and going behind their TVs to plug things in. A little pet peeve of mine, and I definitely appreciate it when they ask. For example, I've recently had some guests that unplugged the HDMI extension that I put there, so that they wouldn't have to go behind the TV. Unplugging it made it that they had to go behind the TV. If they had just asked, I would have showed them, you plug it in the front.
Respect their routines and schedules. Not everyone has the ability to take an entire week, 2 days, 5 months, however long you're coming to be a guest at their home, off from work. They may have to get up early. They may stay up later. It may not match your routine, but you're the guest. So just remember, they have things to do. They have work to get to. Their routine is their routines. You kind of have to follow it while your guest's in their house.
Right. And that'll help you be welcome more often than not. I call that the when in Rome rule. So when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. Offer to help. Help out with making meals, doing dishes, other household chores. Don't just sit around like a lump on a log. When things are happening in that space, whether it be dinner prep or whether yard work, whatever it is, and you're sitting around not doing much of anything or not engaged in your own plans, offer to help. Even small gestures like setting the table or taking out the trash are appreciated and noticed.
Be mindful of your time. Don't expect your host to entertain you constantly, not every minute that you're there. Have your own plans and activities. Communicate your plans to your host. Make sure that they know your plans ahead of time. If they're taking time off from work, it may be something that they want to do with you, or they've planned on in their head, you know, joining you on your outings. So make sure that's all discussed before you get there so that there's no hard feelings, no one feels left out, no one feels unappreciated.
Or no one feels obliged to do it. Your host may not be able to accommodate your uncommunicated surprise plans.
Don't overstay your welcome. Pretty much, if someone says to you, when are you leaving? What time? They keep checking their watch inadvertently. That's kind of a big hint that it's time to go. It also lets them know when their lives go back to their normal routines without entertaining or extra people in their home. Just make sure that you set a day you're getting there and a day you're leaving.
And if you're the last drunk at a party, you did it wrong. Make sure that you're not the last drunk and that you have secured your way to get wherever you're going. Now, maintain cleanliness is worth repeating here. Clean up after yourself in the bathroom, in the kitchen. Your host is not the cleaning lady. And as a guest, your mom doesn't work here.
As a guest, you're an adult, an idult. These are common things that you should be doing.
While you're staying, keep your belongings organized and out of the way. No one wants to trip over your crap, quite frankly.
And honestly, easy, simple things. Like you're using the bathroom and you use the last sheet of toilet paper. Put a new roll on the spindle. It's not that hard. It's a task pretty much babies can do, toddlers at least. And nobody wants to go in and not have toilet paper when it's needed. If you run out of something, ask your host, let them know. Say, you know, if there's no more shampoo or the soap is empty, they most likely have more. If not, they'll get more. Or you could do the nice thing and offer to get it yourself.
And always be positive and appreciative. Express your gratitude for the hospitality that your host has shown, for the time that you've had at the location. Avoid complaining or making negative comments. Your host doesn't want to hear it, I promise.
And right, if you had a terrible time, feel free when you leave that person's home to vent to whoever you want to that it's not going to get back to them. You're just going to be grateful that they gave you a place to stay.
Be aware of noise levels, especially in the early morning or late at night. If the household or the host particularly need to go to sleep because they have to be up early the next morning, they definitely don't want to say wake up at 2:30, 3, 3:30, 4. 4 o'clock or so and hear conversations going on in the house. They would appreciate it greatly if you respected their schedule and made sure that you did that by keeping quiet.
Social media awareness. We know it's everything right now. Taking pictures, posting pictures, making vlogs, making videos, making shorts, making reels. That's all great, but make sure when you do it that you ask your host if it's okay to post their home, their family, the things that they do on your social media before putting it out there. Not everybody wants to be on the screen.
And before you leave, again, we're hitting on the cleanliness here. It's tidy up. If you use the bed, make sure you strip the bed linens or leave them neatly in the bed made.
Or at least ask the host if that's what they would like. Do you want me to strip the bed down for you? I've been here a few nights. If it's a one night stay, They may say, well, you're in a hurry, you can go, I've got this. Just offer.
Wipe down the bathroom and any other areas. You should be doing that each time you use it. Every time you leave a bathroom, especially in a in your own home, but in a guest place, they shouldn't be able to go in behind you and know exactly who used that bathroom. So make sure you're wiping and cleaning up after yourself in the bathroom.
Right. I don't want to go into a bathroom after someone has stayed at my home and rinse down the spit from their toothpaste.
Leave the room you're using in a clean, organized state.
Express gratitude. Always thank your host for their hospitality. Consider sending a handwritten thank you note or a text message or an email, something after you get home that shows them that you really do appreciate that they put you up for a night or two or 10.
Well, and I think it would be fun if they use that new millennial challenge that's out there to write that handwritten note
in cursive
by using the pen without lifting it off the paper. It's a new thing. So some of this is going to be a little repetitive, but let's talk about some expectations for young adults that are overnight house guests. When it comes to young adult overnight guests, reasonable expectations balance the hospitality with the respect for the host homes and boundaries. Here's kind of a breakdown of it, and we're going to hit it a little bit quickly, but it's important to get out there.
Respect the hierarchy of the place that you're visiting and ask what to call your host. It may not be family. It may be friends. It may be family of friends. Just don't walk up and call everybody what their nickname is or their first name. Sometimes that's disrespectful to who you're staying with. So feel free to ask them, what would you like me to call you?
Again, be considerate of noise levels and the routine of the house, especially during quiet hours.
Treat your host's belongings with care. Remember that it's not your stuff, it's their stuff. You may not think it's valuable. It may be extremely valuable to them. It may have an emotional value on it. It may be something they've had since they were a child, or it was given to them by someone special. Take care of it like you would want someone to take care of your things.
Avoid any behaviors that could damage property or disturb the peace.
Yeah, the last thing you want is to be a guest in someone's house and the cops show up at the front door.
Bad form. Probably not welcome back if that happens.
If your visiting involves a more festive activity, keep them safe, sane, reasonable. Unless you're visiting a frat house or a similar destination, probably hanging from the chandelier or falling down drunk is not really going to win over your host.
And the next, don't Eddie Haskell your host. Now I'm going to give a little background of it. It comes from the Wayback Machine, a show called Leave It to Beaver. There was a character on there, Eddie Haskell. Eddie was the ideal child. He did everything right as far as the host or parents were concerned. Yet that was not who Eddie Haskell was, and even the parents knew it. What I can tell you is putting on a fake persona because you think that's what your hosts want to see or hear, it doesn't win you any brownie points with anybody. In fact, it actually hurts your credibility with those hosts and makes it more likely you're not as welcome back next time, let alone it destroys any trust that might have been being built. So don't Eddie Haskell your host.
Cleanliness. Young adults should be expected to clean up after themselves in shared spaces, such as bathrooms, kitchens, living rooms, wherever they're in a space that they're sharing with other people, they should be able to clean up after themselves and leave it nice and tidy.
Don't leave stuff around, dishes, glasses, food wrappers. I'm serious. That really gets, all right, under my skin. And I'm the important one here on adulting when we're talking about home guests because it's my home.
Listen, we are not by any means clean freaks. My house is cluttered, dusty. It's got all the lived in that houses get. But when I do have guests, I do make an effort to make sure it looks good for them and that it's extra clean. The last thing I want to do is repeat that process the minute they leave.
Remember to offer to help with household chores. Keep your sleeping area and your items tidy and cleaned up. I said before, and I'm repeating again, leave it better than you found it, which is also a rule you can use outside. When you go for a hike, try to leave the trail cleaner than you found it.
If you're not a person that showers every day, that's fine. If you're at someone's house for more than 2 days, get in the shower. No one wants a stinky guest.
Communication is a clear expectation, whether it's when you're arriving, when you're leaving, what you're doing while you're there. If you suddenly disappear and no one's there, or you're going to be back at some odd time, make sure your host knows. And if there's any changes that are going on, make sure they know. Pretend for a moment you're like a member of that family and your host is going to be concerned for your well-being.
Courtesy. Use your manners. These are things you guys should have learned at 2 and 3 years old. Say please. Say thank you. Say you appreciate that they, you know, hosted you and let you stay at their home. And avoid excessive demands or expectations. They're not there to serve you. They're there to host you. They're welcoming you into their home. Appreciate that.
Adhere to the any house rules that you know. And if you're not sure, ask. So if there's specific house rules or guidelines, everybody has their own intricacies about how they want things. So just ask. It's not a big deal. It doesn't have to be this big, awkward conversation. Just ask. Sometimes it includes rules like go out back to smoke, or we don't want any alcohol in the house, or if you're having visitors, we need to know. And a big one in our house is if you're a significant other, you're not going in my children's bedroom. Sorry, just not happening.
And just remember, things like relationships, whose house you're going to, that'll depend on what they expect from you. They know you. If it's family, they've, you know, probably lived with you at some point or another. Or if it's a friend that you're really comfortable with, that'll change some of these expectations. But still do the things we said, because family or not, it's always appreciated.
Your age and maturity level, obviously different expectations are placed on different adults at different stages in their life. In our house, if you visited more than once, or by the time you're here 2 or 3 times, you're basically being treated like one of us. You're expected kind of to know where stuff is and that you're going to take care of yourself like a reasonable adult.
And longer stays may require more explicit agreements regarding chores and responsibilities. If you're going to visit someone for a weekend, a day, a night, 10 days, it's very different than if you're visiting someone for a month.
So just the big things here, make sure you communicate what's going on. It helps set up and manage all the expectations of the visit. Mutual respect of host and the guest is foundational to a positive relationship. Flexibility and understanding are important, and boundaries must be maintained and respected. Keep these points in mind, and both the host and the young adult guest can have a more comfortable and enjoyable stay.
Ultimately, the goal is for guests to be considerate and contribute to the pleasant and comfortable environment so that everyone has a good time.
That is really important. You're probably going to want to come back at some point, make the host feel good about it.
By following these tips, young adults can ensure that they're welcome back and appreciated as house guests. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.